And what was your main problem? Nervousness? I know that's mine.
Well, I had always thought it was nervousness, and it's true that at the time I had no techniques for dealing with that. But I think audiences accept the fact that speakers get nervous, and it really doesn't matter. No, I discovered that my number one problem was preparation. Nobody had ever told me anything about how to prepare, and I didn't really know how to do it properly.
And when you realized that, what did you change?
Well, before, I used to go through the whole presentation in an empty room on my own. The first change in my approach came when I realized it's much more realistic and much more useful to do it in front of two or three colleagues. That way you get some feedback. Otherwise, you have no idea whether or not your presentation is effective or which parts might need further attention.
Mm-hmm. Is that the method you recommend now?
Well, not quite. What I would advise is to make a video of your practice presentation.
Instead of using colleagues?
No, a recording of your presentation to them.
Ah.
Then it's easier for all of you to go back and see what's wrong and how it can be improved. It's actually much better than recording other people doing real presentations, however good they are.